Waka. Hello, I'm Bea Nicole, and this is Buried on the Tundra. I wish to acknowledge that I record this podcast on the ancestral land of the Yupik Chupik people. I acknowledge this is not only in thanks to the indigenous communities who have held relationships with the land for generations, but also in recognition of the historical and ongoing legacy of colonialism. Additionally, I acknowledge this as a point of reflection for all of us as we work towards dismantling colonial practices. The National Park Service has provided some information about hiking in Alaska. It says, Alaska is large and remote. Along with the remote character comes many challenges and the need for increased preparation and orientation. When hiking or backpacking, one must be self-sufficient. Much of Alaska's hiking is not on trails. Even the most experienced hikers with route finding and wilderness skills are challenged in these rugged landscapes. They also provided some information about when traveling through bear country. The safety tips include, stay alert, know your surroundings, be visible and make noise, bears don't like to be surprised, stay in numbers, avoid bears, if you see them, change your course, store your food properly. It's suggested to keep a bear-resistant container with you if you have food. And report your bear encounters. Most trails, if they have a bear sighting, will put a sign up that says there has been a bear sighting on one of the signs in front of the trails at the very beginning near the parking lot. From 2000 to 2017, there were 66 bear attacks in Alaska. During the same time period, 10 fatalities resulted from 8 unique bear attacks. 7 of these fatalities were caused by brown bears, and 3 were caused by black bears. Only one of these incidences involved a bear with its cub. Half of the cases were victims alone. The other half of the attacks were in groups of 2, with 1 survivor in half of those cases. Fina Kiefer was born and raised in Bethel. She moved from Bethel at the age of 38. The now 55-year-old lives in Palmer. Palmer is 42 miles northeast of Anchorage on the road system. Palmer has a little under 8,000 people residing in the city. Around 3:40 p.m. on June 14, 2021, Fina Kiefer began hiking the Pioneer Ridge Trail near Palmer. The 13.6-mile hike leads to Pioneer's Peak. Fina would later claim that leaving at 3:40 was her first mistake. Fina summited at 10 p.m. Alaska is known as the land of the midnight sun, which means up until the summer solstice and a little bit after, there is a large amount of daylight. On June 14th, the sun did not set until 11:42 p.m. in Palmer. Fina then made her second mistake when she decided to take her own shortcut from the peak. When she got to the end of her shortcut, she saw rocks and deep snow making the trail impassable. She looked for another path out when she ended up in a valley between 2 mountains. There she saw in the distance what she first believed to be 2 moose 50 yards away from her on the tundra. One of the animals turned its head and made eye contact with Fina, and she knew it was not a moose, but instead 2 brown bears. The bear turned towards Fina and charged. The other one followed. The bears were about 25 yards away from her when she retrieved her bear spray and sprayed the bear directly in its face. She began yelling in a deep voice, "Hey, The bear began shaking its head. Fina sprayed him again before the effects of the first spray wore off. Then she yelled at them to go. The bears were startled and ran down the mountain. Fina then texted her husband about the incident. Her husband asked if she needed help, which she responded with, yes. Then her phone died. Fina was exhausted, both physically and mentally. She sprayed herself with bug spray and sat on the tundra the whole night, wide awake. She said the birds kept her company the first night. On Tuesday, the very sleep-deprived Fina attempted to find an alternate route off the mountain instead of trying to find the path she was on. Just before 1:30 a.m. Tuesday, June 15th, Fina's husband contacted police stating that she needed help after being chased by bears. He said that she had been chased off the trail and could not find it again. An aerial and ground search were launched, involving troopers, the Alaska Mountain Rescue Group, Alaska Air National Guard, MAT and SAR, Anchorage Nordic Ski Patrol, and Solstice Search and Rescue Dogs. The ground search was called off by 10:30 p.m. Tuesday. During the day Tuesday, Fina had heard the helicopter that was looking for her, but they were on the other side of the mountain. She believed that they wouldn't be able to find her. She began to eat snow and cranberries to keep her energy up. While going through trees, Fina broke a branch, and it had caused her to fall and hit her head very hard. She was lying upside down, looking towards the sky, and heard a voice tell her, "Do not fall asleep. Get up." Fina said, "Okay." Darkness had crept in for a second night. Fina had found a place on the mountain to rest for the night. She used waterproof fire starting kit that her husband had encouraged her to keep on her at all times. The whole night, she would stoke the fire, then fall asleep, time and time again. Wednesday, the searchers began again until noon, when heavy rainfall halted the search. Once Fina awoke on the third day, she attempted to use birch and moss to make the smoke from the fire visible to the search party. But then it began to rain. The voice spoke to her again, telling her she couldn't wait for help and needed to get off the mountain. Fina asked how. The voice told her to follow the creek. Fina followed the creek that led into someone's yard. She began ringing the doorbell of the home, but nobody answered. At about 5:30 p.m. Wednesday, she walked out onto the highway, and in a serendipitous moment, a truck being driven by one of the searchers pulled over and picked her up. She was taken to the hospital, but checked herself out the same day. Fina says that she will not give up her hiking, but will bring a satellite phone the next time. In an article related to this incident, the National Guard recommended that hikers carry bear spray, matches, a satellite communication device, bright clothing, and a personal locator beacon. You can find case pictures, source materials, and a case map showing you the locations of each of the villages I've talked about. Go to buriedonthetundra.com. You can follow me on Facebook at Buried on the Tundra. You can also follow me on Instagram at Buried on the Tundra Podcast. Like, subscribe, review the podcast on whatever platform you're using. Next week, we're going to look at sexual abuse allegations against a man who was teaching in Tuluksec. If you have a case you'd like me to cover, please send an email to buriedonthetundra@gmail.com. Warmest wishes from the coldest state.